NBC's hit show The Voice pairs famous recording artists with aspiring singers competing for a chance at a recording contract. The stars sit in big red chairs as the competitors give it their all on stage. Also giving it their all, the backup musicians, the house band. NPR's Elizabeth Blair went behind the scenes to learn more about The Voice house band for the first in our summer series, Backstage Pass.
Six, five, big applause, we're happy.
The Voice is a pretty massive operation. On live show days, rehearsals begin at 3 in the afternoon in a studio theater on the Universal lot in Los Angeles. The contestants, the crew, and the band do a run-through of what they'll perform that night. The musicians in the house band need to be versatile because on any given night, the contestants perform a range of different styles, from country,
I'm just a ghost in this house.
Broadway show tunes.
Don't bring around the cloud to rain on my parade.
To R&B.
Must be love on the brain. That's got me feeling this way.
When you watch The Voice on TV, you don't always see the musicians, but they're there on stage behind the singer, sometimes playing in the dark. They're veterans who've backed some very big names, Cher, Pink, Natalie Cole, Chaka Khan. During rehearsal, even though they're on stage together, they talk to each other through headsets so they don't have to shout. Between songs, they make adjustments.
I think I'm going to let the cymbals ring because it sounds weird that I stop and Dave and Justin like,
we don't play, it's built and then we don't play the downbeat.
That's bass player Sasha Kristoff and drummer Nate Morton with guitarist Justin Derrico.
I just want flat to C and we get off before the downbeat and it just...
I thought we were plowing through it.
The Voice House Band has plowed through an extraordinary number of songs since the show began 6 years ago.
We've learned over 6,000 songs for the show.
6,000 songs. Paul Merkovich is The Voice's music director and main keyboard player.
It definitely gets your chops together to be able to play just about anything. And you have to play each song like this is the greatest song in the world. We're playing this song exactly like it's supposed to be played.
Learn, rehearse, record, perform. Learn, rehearse, record, perform. The house band on The Voice is expected to keep up and keep the show moving.
Three, four. So you hear that click track? That's what the band follows along.
The Voice's music editor, Michael Bernard, says the click track plays in the band musicians' ears. That way, they keep the singers from stretching out notes too long or singing too fast. Important in a live TV show that needs to end on time.
If not, someone could go way too slow or way too fast, and next thing you know, we're ending up 10 minutes short or 10 minutes too long in the show.
Bernard says that rarely happens because these musicians are a tight unit. They've worked together for years. The Voice's music director, Paul Merkovich.
You know, unlike any other discipline of the show, the producers or the editors or the anybody else, we have to be perfect. You know, because nobody remembers the 6,000 songs that we play if we make a mistake on one of them.
After all, it's the band's job not to be noticed, but to make the singers competing on The Voice sound as good as they can. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.